Back home now, thousands of Auckland children, many in serious pain, are having to wait up to 8 months for dental treatment, and the list is growing. A new report shows the city's dental services are struggling to keep up and children are bearing the brunt. It's found the waiting list for those needing the most urgent work is growing because there aren't enough theatres and dentists to keep up with demand. And there are big delays with routine appointments too, largely thanks to COVID. Our health correspondent Rowan Quinn joins me now. Morena.
Morena, Corin.
Okay, what are the most serious problems here?
Well, it's at that end where the children who need what they call secondary dental work. So that's when you're going beyond your kind of regular visit to the dental clinic that you might have at school. That's, do you need work under a specialist or under general anaesthetic? So there's over 2,100 kids on that waiting list, and many of them are waiting for 8 months to be treated. So that they can be in quite serious pain with things like abscesses or really bad decay, a tooth that needs to come out. And the kind of concerning thing is that that waiting list is growing faster than it's getting cleared. So about 200 children are being added to it every month, but 150 are being treated off it. So, you know, it's growing by 50 a month. And that's partly because there's not enough capacity, this report is saying. So that probably means things like operating theatres or the staff, you know, required to work them. I spoke to the Dental Association's Katie Ayres, the president. She says that that means, of course, with those numbers growing there, if everything stays the same, that some of those children will be waiting actually a lot longer than 8 months in a wee while. It's a little bit complicated here. There are two services that run dental care in Auckland. One does the routine stuff and one does this kind of serious, gnarlier end of things. And that service has been labelled a vulnerable service in this report, which is done by DHB staff for the DHBs. So to get it back on track, the Auckland DHB is giving it extra money, and it's acknowledged in that report that that poor oral health can be really devastating for children and that it can affect them physically, socially and psychologically.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the problem is that you're getting delays with routine appointments as well.
Exactly, yeah. So I guess that's the stuff that stops children getting to needing that really serious work. It's 60% of children in Auckland are overdue for their appointment this year. Only about 10% of under twos have been seen. A sort of a similar amount have had the fluoride rinse, which a lot of children have to protect their teeth from decay. The service has actually given up on seeing most year eight students this year. Normally they have their final, this is the last year that they get seen by that regular dental service before they go off to be seen by private dentists, although that is still publicly funded. But it's normally quite a big year where they all get sort of checked for any major problems. And only 24% of year eight children have been seen, and the service is just acknowledging that none of them will be seen. There's also a really big problem with equity, that Pacific children are much more likely to have dental decay, and the rates for Māori children aren't great either. And both of those groups are more likely to be the ones that have not had those routine appointments. So in this report, the DHB, both of the services are saying that they were getting on top of things, because this has actually been a long problem in Auckland, but that COVID has then made it so much worse. In the two lockdowns, only the biggest emergencies were treated. And then since then, everything takes longer because the hygiene measures are so much more. Obviously, it's quite a risky business, dental work, when it comes to COVID. You know, you're getting right up close to people's mouths. But yeah, the report written by those people in charge of these services are saying that the situation is urgent and it's extremely concerning.
Right. So this has been highlighted now. What is being done?
Well, they are getting, there's $650,000 of Ministry of Health COVID catch-up money is being dedicated by the Auckland DHB for that serious service. So that's a big cash injection, and they're hoping that will sort of, they can buy some extra capacity. So that probably means things like weekend clinics, maybe hiring some private dentists or private operating theatres. They're saying that they want to prioritise the children who need the work most urgently, and they're hoping that by June next year that they might be all caught up and looking a bit better. Having said that, I mean, there was a very similar problem with that serious work 2 years ago in Auckland, and, you know, nothing major has changed since then. And they're also saying that situation with the inequity for Māori and Pacific kids is urgent, and that they're going to work on a targeted approach to trying to level that up. And just if anyone's wondering, this report is covering Auckland, obviously, you know, the biggest group of children in the country. But I asked the Dental Association about the situation around the rest of the country, and they said, yes, some of the smaller DHBs are going okay, but there are certainly others that are struggling, and this is absolutely not just an Auckland problem.
Rowan Quinn, thank you very much for that, our health correspondent there.